Track 13, Neil's Last Word. I just said, didn't I, how quickly time passes? And indeed it does, because we find ourselves now almost at the end of this edition of Just Talk. But of course, no edition would be complete without Neil's last word. So here he is, and the saga of the appliances at Shady Pines seems to be continuing.
Last month, I told the Shady Pines tale of woe, where most of our appliances had decided to take voluntary redundancy at the same time. This reminded me of a conversation I had with a friend about how we rely on machines to ease us through life's obstacles. Was there any one product we couldn't live without? For him, my pal said it was the dishwasher. Being able to thrust everything in the machine without resorting to fairy liquid made life so much easier. I suppose I should have gone for something equally practical. Instead, I plumped for the shower. The shower is something I really savour. I think this dates back to my sporting years. Coming off the hockey field on a freezing January day and wallowing in hot water was sheer bliss. We didn't have one at home in our early days of marriage, so when finally we had one installed, I'd use every excuse to hop in. A spot of gardening or a clammy summer's day was all it took. I remember the time it was out of action. Imagine my horror when I spotted paint bubbling on a wall in the room that backed onto the shower. There was a leak somewhere in the pipework. Immediately, Mrs. H put the shower out of bounds until it was repaired. To me, this was the equivalent of going into the pub only to be told they'd run out of beer. I put forward an argument to keep the water flowing. But it will only leak when we have it on, I protested. When it's turned off, the water will just sit there. If we're careful, we could still shower occasionally until it is fixed. Mrs. H was not convinced. She insisted it was the other way round. It would continue to leak, turn it on, and the additional pressure would cause a flood. We had a protracted and tense discussion about it. I don't understand what you're saying, she insisted. I said the same thing again and again. But I don't understand the logic of your explanation, she insisted. Well, I huffed, I can't explain it any other way. The plumber arrived, found the leak, announced it was terminal. We needed a new shower. I'll turn the water off, he said. It's left on, it'll keep leaking. Mrs. H punched the air in triumph. Yes, I told him it would, she exclaimed, jabbing a finger in my direction. He wouldn't have it. Well, I babbled desperately. I just thought if we used the shower so the water had somewhere to flow, it wouldn't leak. But I was defeated. I took it like a man. Until a couple of days later, when Mrs. H, buoyed by her triumph, returned to the subject and lectured me on making myself understood. If you have a point of view, explain it. Don't just clam up. Not long after that, our roof sprung a leak. I clambered into the loft, but I couldn't find where the water was coming in. Well, Mrs. H demanded when I came down. I had an idea where the problem lay, but in view of my shower defeat, I replied rather churlishly, I can't see anything, but I'm not prepared to offer an opinion. Again, a professional was called in. He diagnosed the problem and carried out the repair. I should have given my diagnosis, because on this occasion I was right. The shower came back to haunt me when rather a high water bill arrived. That's you, isn't it? Mrs. H exploded, spending ages in the shower. With my most pious look, I commented, I couldn't possibly comment.
Thank you, Neil. Sometimes I do wish I could be a fly on the wall in your household to listen in to the verbal exchanges between you and Mrs. H.